Blog Talk Radio.
This one of them songs that you put on when you on the interstate and feeling all alone. When everything's wrong, you gotta hold on. And when you're back against the wall, remember be strong. And the band plays on, and the band plays on, and the band plays on.
Somehow I rose through the ashes, unscarred and strengthened. I put it on my father, no matter how hard this life can get. I'm gonna rock this son of a bitch, and I'm no longer taking any shit. I'm stressed out, and you are too. Gotta pay bills, and you do too. I'm high as fuck if you only knew how hard it is being this damn cool. Always gonna call my phone and start ringing. I need a bar, and that's what I'm thinking. What is that you say? Well, I have a crown rolling coke is what I am drinking. Newports don't work, making my throat work. I know I need to quit again, but soon as I try to go a day or two, I'm caught up in some shit again. I can't win, but I'm getting close. No time now to turn back around. As long as the band keeps playing on, I'll always fucking put it down. But meanwhile in the hood, the gram weighs on. Feel like Nelly when he had the band-aid on. I'm hot, but the radio don't play the damn song. So I just keep on making music here without a deal. I make that music for the people out there popping pills. The ones that smoke a skrill, that's barely getting by. They live in check to check, some days they wish they die. So we give them songs they can bump and ride and listen to. Shit that helps them get it through, help them with their issues too. Fucked up in their head, I swear that I have got them issues too. Never knew so many people share the same point of view.
Shine Radio, welcome to our fun Tuesday night show. Definitely shout out to my babies, Diva Status and Truth Teller. Everybody fucking with me, you know what I'm saying? We're going to have some fun tonight. I want to talk a lot of shit. I want to talk a lot of shit tonight. Just because, like, you know what I do. If you don't know, check me out. Google me, Honest Fire, P-H-I-R-E, Fireworks. Shit is real. You know, I'm all about promoting and marketing myself and others. You know, we all work together. We've been doing this thing of ours for years. Like, so much fun. I'm always enjoying myself. But what I don't get is how people want things instantly. Now, the one thing I want to say, first and foremost, before you can want anything, you have to first find your audience. Like, who does stuff where people are not listening? Who does stuff where no one's there to back you up? You know, have it, you know, I don't know. it becomes to be too much. And then at the end of the day, you got to definitely do your research and really become successful. So tonight's topic, I want to talk about, you know, what's more important, you know, success or fame or infamy? You know what I mean? Would you rather first be known for, oh, yeah, she the one that sucks so-and-so, whatever, off, or she the one that knocks so-and-so out, or, yeah, she the one with the biggest, you know, like, instead of being recognized for your actual work or what you're doing. I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I'm trying to get it together with y'all. We talk a lot of shit. I got a couple people I want to call in tonight to also get in on the topic. And, of course, I shouted out my baby, Diva Status. She's on the line now with us. Got to give you so much loves and kisses down there, baby. I wish I was holding you right now.
I wish you was, too. Shit, I need it. Make it happen.
I wish so.
I just got to send it telepathically, you know, through my mind. You know, I can't just fly out down there to see my baby. But how are you, though?
I am feeling, I'm about, like, 75% back on top a little bit. You know, I still got some recovery to do. But I'm just thankful that I'm here. So I'm good. You know, I wasn't going to miss the show for nothing.
I know, that's right. And, of course, my beautiful sidekick, my baby co-host, my ride or die, my fucking bitch.
True teller. Hey, boo.
Hey.
What's going on, true teller?
Don't be calling with your sexy voice. There's no sexy topic tonight.
I know it's not a sexy topic tonight. I know.
But if we start to talk about it, you know, I'm not going to turn y'all away. You know, I'm not going to turn it down if something develops.
Yeah, I know you wouldn't.
I don't know, but, like, I be feeling like so, but I'm going to just keep that together. Y'all don't even know. Did I tell y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Nope, I ain't tell y'all yet. I got to tell y'all.
Here, anyway.
No.
Wait, check it out, right? Maybe we can do Facebook after dark, after 12.
I know, right?
What's that? Wait.
I'm going to say Philly Shine after
Facebook
dark,
like
after
this.
12. I'm going to say Philly Shine after dark.
No. This can't be recorded at all.
Turn it off.
Not yet. All I'm gonna say is I'm writing a song about it.
Here
you go. Yes, a song about doing it.
doing it. Wow.
Yo, before you get into that, what did I miss for the? Because I saw the not the tweets and whatnot for the Philly Shine. I mean, for the Philly Hip Hop Awards. I know I missed it. What happened?
OMG. You know, like I've said on the show, and, you know, I've put a post on Instagram, you know what I'm saying? Nobody else is doing an award show in Philly, you know what I mean, calling it the Philly Hip Hop Awards. So, of course, I love that we were nominated, you know what I'm saying, and a part of it and invited to go, but Jesus. That's even part of what my topic is tonight, because I just look at the bullshit people put together, and it's crazy to me. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
I will definitely big up, you know what I'm saying, people doing a show. I don't think all award shows are as neutral or, you know, as official or authentic, you know what I mean? Because,
people
had their picks. But the presentation and just the whole, you know, organization was just, it was bad. And then at the end of the day, it seems like niggas will rather be corny than really show love. Like, because for me, like, I enjoyed the show for the most part, and I felt like I was the only person cheering sometimes. It was so bad. Like, I'm like,
was you that long clapper? You were the only one clapping? Like, everybody,
I was the only one screaming. I was the only one just, like, putting my hands together, really showing love. Now, I know I'm a more neutral party in Philly. People love me, you know what I'm saying? And I get love back. I got a shout out. All right, I'm gonna just start from the beginning. When I walked in, it was banging, okay? It was a great video on the screen with my boy Shorty Roll. I love him. Southwest Philly, you got my heart. You know, on a projection screen. And then I got a shout out Simply Monica from Philly Hot Radio. And just talk, like, she got an honorary award, Mover and Shaker, I think it was, or something like that. But, you know, she shouted us all out. You know, she shouted me out. She shouted out a lot of people. And she cried when she got her award. And I was about to cry. And I was just like, oh, shit, this is like the Oscars. I look so cute. I had, like, the leatherette tights and my blazer and my corset and my boots out.
I wanted to know what you had on. What would you wear?
Yeah, I had my boobs out. You know, I just got my hair done and stuff or whatever. And my makeup was cute. That was cute. I looked good. A lot of people look good. And that's another positive thing I could say. Everybody looks good as shit. Like, from people just wearing their T-shirts to, you know, certain people wearing exclusive outfits, like Asia Sparks to her mom. Oh, my God. Her mom, that dress was so sexy. Miss Sonia, sexy. Ew, it was so sexy. But then it just went downhill. Yeah, and it's like, they shouting out people that's not even near. I'm like, who? They like,
wow.
They don't know. I'm just as open. They like, so and so. The next category we have so and so, Cricket, and so and so is nominated, Cricket. And
damn,
this is my pet peeve about any type of award show, because I've done several. Okay, the fact that you get nominated, it's, you know, I mean, it's a blessing already. So the fact that you're nominated, why not show up?
Okay.
Show
up. I got something to say for that.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, but to be nominated, like, we was nominated, so I think if you're nominated, you should get in for free.
Well, how about they told me that once I was there that I could have brought whoever I wanted for free. I'm like, well, what the hell? Who? And that was, like, another thing that kind of, like, pissed me off, too, because, like, it wasn't enough information. But my biggest pet peeve about that shit was that there was no real press there. You know what I mean? There was nobody really there blogging about it. There was, at least not that I saw, you know what I'm saying? And then even the one guy, like, I knew majority of the people that was there, but it was certain people who was like, oh yeah, I'm taking the red carpet area pictures or the red area carpet pictures. And I was like, well, what's your contact information? And he's like, oh yeah, they know who I am. Who? Like, who knows who you are?
Who
and then
are
I then I found out what his website is. I'm like, let me go look at it real quick. Nobody's on it. It's bullshit. Like, why do you, first of all, for me, it's one thing.
What? Why did it say 90 seconds? Did y'all hear that?
Oh, my goodness. I think I fucked up the show tonight. let me fix this shit. Yeah, well, I guess we're just going to have to go in real fast. But I found you. We're going to have to reconvene at 11:30. But on some real shit, my whole thing is how do you really expect to go somewhere and do something if you're not really doing that? And I swear to God, that shit was probably like, it was crazy. It was crazy. And the negativity is bullshit. Like, I'm tired of, and I can't say that it's just Philly, because I connect with a lot of different people in, you know, different areas. I'll never forget when, you remember the artist from Norway, Truth Teller, when he called in and he was just saying how it was hard for him to get people to support him and stuff like that, and he's working hard.
Oh, well done.
You know what I mean?
Well done.
Yeah, remember? Yeah, Don, yeah. Oh, he's all the way in Norway, and he has the same problems. Yeah, Radon. He has the same problems as everybody else. But when are you going to find a solution to it if you're not supporting each other? Like, it was bad. It was real bad. It was just like, come on. Like, really? Like, y'all really gang-banging on glitter. Like, niggas was mad that they was getting glitter thrown on them. But that shit was amazing.
What?
Like, when Asia Sparks was performing, she's definitely my favorite artist, female, besides Toxic Electrica, my artist. You know, Asia Sparks, like, because I find her to be very positive, very professional. She go on there, you would think she like Beyonce mixed with Nicki Minaj, like the way she be fucking shit up. But, you know, people are mad. The one boy, he like, this Versace. I was like, I will knock you the fuck out. Like, get away from me. Like, don't even talk to me.
Spell
like,
Versace. Can you spell it?
He like,
can you spell it?
So when you go for Versace, you go for the cleaner. I don't give a fuck about what you got on. Like, nigga,
right.
Please. You mad as shit. You got to have, you
just
wear that all
off.
Week. Oh, God, it was so bad. It was good. I enjoy my, y'all know me. I'm going to enjoy myself, you know what I'm saying?
Regardless.
Yeah, I don't have fun regardless. Yeah, nobody stops my enjoyment, like, for real, for real. But my whole thing is, like, where do you understand that what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, is not, I guess you could say, productive or successful, really. You know what I mean? Because certain things need to be taken care of when it comes to an event, and especially if you're going to do something on that larger scale. Why wasn't there any radio promotion? Why wasn't there any real, like, flyers printed out, posters? Why weren't there? Why wasn't the news there? You know what I'm saying? Like,
they did an article,
though.
They did an article
in a magazine. That was a magazine that they self-published. They probably published like
No. They did an article in the Metro because KDOT, the showstopper, was featured in it. So they did an article in the Metro about the Philly Hip Hop Awards.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. But I know KDOT, he set that up. I saw him too. Oh, God. But one thing I'm going to say for certain, I feel like I did see that, but I feel like it wasn't any like real support
exposure.
There. It was so bad. It was just like
exposure.
Yeah, it would have been real good for me. Maybe if they didn't have the chairs there, then they had like all these fold up chairs to make it look like it was packed, and then when people didn't want to sit down, they just had all these big empty chairs just sitting there. I'm like, oh, God.
Pause for a second. So, Wifey, are you saying that instead of sitting down, these Joes stood up during the award show?
Yeah.
They
like,
post up on the walls? Are you serious?
Yes. Niggas would but listen, I don't want to talk about the drama, you know, because I'm not ready to talk about the drama that happened, but it was a couple little altercations, petty, dumbass altercations. I was trying to calm the shit down. I'm like, yo, y'all going to get kicked out. Well, a couple people got, like, about 10 people got kicked out or whatever. And I think, like, about 15, 20 people left. Huh?
Did y'all have a Sharkeesha moment, you know, like that chick? Like, no, Sharkeesha, no. Did y'all have some of those?
It wasn't Sharkeesha. I was holding back five people. So if I'm holding back five people, that's not really a good push, you know, because I feel like at the end of the day, I felt respect because I didn't really have to hold them back. You know what I'm saying? I was trying to calm them down, like, look, y'all going to get kicked out. Calm down, you know what I mean? It's not that serious, you know what I mean? Like, we're here to support your artist, you know what I'm saying? And they like, fuck that, you know what I'm saying? But for the most part, then they got kicked out because they just started, you know, jumping up in the air more. But it's like, I understand how certain people want that attention, you know what I'm saying? They want it. But really, like, you don't really want it because from that comes more consequences, comes more, you know, scrutiny, and it makes people uncomfortable, especially in the Philly area. You know what I mean? People don't want to come out if they see people turned up or they see people not supporting each other. Like, they just like, whatever. Last year was way better. Did you go last year, Truth Teller?
No, you wasn't there last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wasn't there last year. But last year, I feel as though it was a little more better as far as the show. More people stayed in their seats.
the any drama that happened was like contained. You know what I mean? It was like and back to the show. You know what I'm saying? And not really fucking up shit, because I feel like, because even I got a hit in last year and just went right back to the show, right back to drinking. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, it was just like, it was just too all over the place. And I feel like they even didn't even do their research, because they're shouting out people who didn't do shit all year. I'm like, who are these people? Where they at? They don't even seem like they here, because they're not cheering for themselves. Like, it was like, oh, well, I heard so-and-so was out of town, so I'll accept this award for him. I was done.
Wow.
It was so, they did that about 4 or 5 times. Like, people aren't even here to accept these awards, so.
See, this is the thing that I tell artists when it comes to these particular, you know, events that are planned, where we're actually handing out awards for, you know, their accomplishments and whatnot. If you are as good as you say you are, not only will you show up, but you should have a minimum of 10 supporters. Regardless if they have to pay to get in or not, they're your supporters. You should have at least 10 supporters to show up with you.
I didn't even want to talk about that, because then even when we were at the door, you know what I mean, I'm trying to I was trying to get people in, and instead of it being 25, it was 35. So, but definitely shout out to all my people who helped my people get in the door. So you probably could have came through telling niggas was looking out. They was like, all right, how much you need, honest? What you need? All right. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. But then when I get in, they was like, oh, no, you wasn't, they weren't supposed to pay, da 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 da. And I'm like, huh? But at the end of the day,
I'm
like,
back up to the door. I was just right back up to the door. I'm like, you owe us some money. But, as long as you didn't, nothing happened with you and shit like that, and, you know, niggas wasn't, like, you know, putting their balls on you, I'm good.
What the fuck going to happen to me, dog?
Shit. You got a goddamn thing, girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Not a goddamn motherfucking thing. I swear to you, one thing for certain, like, I don't claim to be bad, you know what I mean? I don't claim to be anything, you know what I'm saying, but a mother. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think about first and foremost when it comes to these bitches and these niggas, you know. So I swear I probably have choked more niggas than men, bitches. But that's another story. But at the end of the day, I don't look for it, but, you know, we'll handle it accordingly. I will say for a fact, in my whole entire life, I've never been a person to attack anybody. I've always been defensive. Like, anytime I've ever had to do anything with anybody, it's been me defending myself or defending somebody I care about. Except for one time when my boyfriend from years ago made me fight a crackhead, which was the hardest fight I ever had in my life, because crackheads to fight.
Say, how the hell did you fight a crackhead? No, you had to.
Yo, that bitch, first of all, I was fucking her up at first. Then I'm just too fair. Like, I don't need to fight. Like, I'm fucking this bitch up. I got her in a headlock. I'm fucking her up and shit. But then, like, a crowd's drawing. So I'm like, I just throw her. And I'm like, square up, bitch. This bitch started looking like Tyson and shit. I'm like, oh, damn. It was Bob and Weed time then. We was getting it. It was good, though. At the end of the day, more for that story, don't fight crackheads. But seriously, I wasn't there worried about myself, because I don't get into stuff. You know what I mean? Like, anybody, whoever has a problem with me, you know, which I think anybody should do it responsibly, you check it. Like, you find out what's going on. You settle it whichever way you got to do it, whether if it's you're not speaking to each other or if it's on site, whatever. But you know what it is. And my thing is, it's a lot of people who leave their drama until they see each other, and then anything happens, instead of, like, knowing what it is. You know what I mean? And that's what I think it was. I remember I had a situation like that in one of my events where I didn't know that people were beefing with each other, and then they show up at the same event and they just ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's real petty. It's real petty. But at the end of the day, I can say this. I definitely can say this. We are in a great position for it to just, you know what I mean, really, for, like, niggas to really be able to win, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many opportunities out here. Like,
why worry about dumb ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, like, it don't make sense to me. It really don't make any sense to me. So that's, I just really want to say it was fun. I enjoyed myself. But at the end of the day, you know, niggas could do way better. Like, it was crazy.
Right, right.
It was real turned up. Like, the one thing I didn't like about it was, like I said, the seating arrangements. You know what I mean? It was kind of crazy. But ladies, we got to take a little 5-minute break. We're gonna get right back at 11:30 for the show, and make sure that we get right back to this, because we're not done. I want to hear more from y'all. We'll play a little bit of me and get right back to the show at 11:30. Come right back. All right. For my babies, and just to know, let the ladies know I support you. So, we'll be right back. 2 minutes.